When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So let's talk about your relationship with your boyfriend, Chris. You guys have been together for how long?
Over a year now.
So over a year, and how long have you suspected that he's been cheating on you, and why?
Honestly, not long at all. Basically, what happened was last week, I was getting drinks with a friend of mine, and it turns out that the whole meetup was so that she could drop this bomb on me. And my friend basically told me that this mutual friend of ours approached her and basically said that Chris was seen at a sex club in the Bay Area.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and then another important detail is that when he was spotted at the sex club, it was the same weekend that he was supposed to be in Berkeley to visit his brother.
That part is suspicious. But to say that he was spotted at a sex club, I mean, I feel like a sex club is one of those things like we all hear that they exist, but nobody can actually point to where they meet up. It's like the Illuminati or something like that.
That's true. Okay, well, hold on. What if we just Google it?
Don't Google that on a work computer.
Well, we'll say it was for the show.
Yeah, for the show.
Sex club. All right. What, okay. San Francisco?
While Katie looks that up, we are going to call your boyfriend, Chris, and we're going to offer him a dozen roses to see who he sends them to, and then give him the opportunity to fill out a card as well. Okay, Katie, what'd you find?
Okay. Not hard to find.
Okay, not hard to find.
Let me check. I'll get on the reviews.
All right. Well, Aaron, you're now on hold, okay?
Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Chris, please?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Lydia with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our guests.
Hi, sorry. I keep getting calls from you guys, and I'm not interested.
No, keep in mind that this.
No. I keep getting you guys calls.
Chris, don't hang up. It's Gavin, and that's actually Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. We're doing War of the Roses right now, and we're doing War of the Roses on you. Listening this whole time is your girlfriend, Aaron. Aaron, you're back on with us. That was quick.
Hi.
Chris, Aaron thinks that you're cheating on her. Basically, there's a rumor that you were spotted at a sex club in San Francisco.
What? That's crazy. Come on.
Well, it does happen to be, apparently you were seen there, allegedly, the exact same weekend that you went to visit your brother in Berkeley.
No, I mean,
Chris, is it true?
I went in and I checked one out, but it's not like what you guys think. And
you went to just check it out?
Yeah. I was curious about it. I had a friend who mentioned something about it, and I wasn't doing it for me. I was actually kind of curious for me and possibly with Aaron. I wanted to go, but I didn't do anything.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah. I have a friend who goes through these things, and if you have an invite, you're like, welcome.
Aaron, is this something that is even within the realm of something you would be interested in?
Like, have you guys
Absolutely
talked about this?
Absolutely not. Okay. No, this is not anything we've ever spoken about.
So is the whole thing about your brother not true?
No, I really did go see my brother. I did. Of course, but I just...
But you thought, while we're down here...
Right.
Two birds, one stone.
Do as the natives do.
Right.
Wow. Aaron, I don't necessarily think he's lying about anything.
No, I totally believe him, but I...
But how does this make you feel?
Oof. I mean, listen, like, I don't think he's lying either, but the fact that he didn't tell me, like, that's really shady.
Chris, you could understand why your girlfriend wouldn't be comfortable under these circumstances with you at this place. And why did you think she would be?
Exactly. I don't know. I guess I wasn't thinking very clearly. I don't know.
Because it feels really obvious.
I mean, you're right. You are right. So I feel bad.
And honestly, like, it doesn't even come down to, like, if you really didn't do anything with anyone, like, great, I believe you, but I'm still not okay with you doing this behind my back.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm really sorry. I really am.
Okay, well, this was an interesting War of the Roses, and I mean, to be fair, I'm not sure what we expected. I don't know what protocol is or whether or not you send roses to somebody that you swung with at a swingers party.
Well, I thought maybe you go with another person.
Oh, I guess.
That's what I was
thinking.
All right,
but anyway, though.
I didn't think it was like, hey, met you there that night.
Right.
Let me get your digits and your address.
What a misconnection. Aaron, how are you? Are you feeling okay?
No, I feel weird.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you guys have a lot to talk about.
You guys just talk it out. I think you guys will be okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.